Doug Neidever has worked as a professional guide for the American Mountain Guides Association for decades, guiding rock climbing all around the world. At age 58, Doug suffered from a stroke and heart attack that his doctors were not certain he would survive. With the support of family and friends, Doug slowly recovered. 4 years later, at age 62, Doug soloed Denali. He and a friend had started the West Buttressed route together, but turned around at 11,000 feet. Something did not feel right to his climbing partner. Doug flew back to the lower 48 and spent one restless night at his June Lake, California home. The next day, Doug returned to Alaska to finish what he had started. In an interview with Doug shortly after coming off the mountain, Doug reflects on early stages of his recovery. He had to relearn everything, and he means everything.
Basic things, how to go to the bathroom. You know, you think that would be hardwired into your body, but having to relearn that and having to learn how to cook and read and drive and climb and spell and this and every aspect of life.
In the midst of relearning life, Doug decided that he was not going to settle for life in a wheelchair that the doctors thought would be his reality. Instead, Doug chose to pursue his gold standard of living through his passion for mountaineering.
Something extra difficult for me to go do something this big by myself, you know, with the uncertainties, what have I learned, what have I forgotten, you know, what's floating in the mix right there, and just step out there and kind of see where the boundaries lie.
Doug says completing the climb by himself was actually a great opportunity to see just where he was at with his recovery from his stroke and heart attack.
It's a good kind of completion of a four-year struggle to get back to some sense of normality, finding out, okay, that I can understand, I can make good decisions, I can, you know, do this somewhat correctly and have it work out.
In addition to the need for physical fitness, Doug says those decision-making skills are critical to safe travel in such an environment where crevasses are a constant hazard.
One, these are the biggest crevasses on the planet that we live, and if you fall in, you're probably not coming out. 101 different components that go into the decision-making there.
Doug partially credits his success to his own stubbornness. Slowly but surely, he progressed 1,000 feet a day with only a single load carry. Most climbers shuttle their gear back and forth on the way up. Doug jokes that he's kind of a lazy guy, knowing that his choice of travel was unique. All of the perseverance in the world only matters in the Alaska Range if Mother Nature cooperates, however. Fortunately for Doug, the weather held and he made it to the summit on a frigid midnight late in June. After a few moments alone on the highest point in North America, Doug safely descended to his camp at 17,200 feet.
You know, so I got to sleep from 4 a.m. until late afternoon and then kind of mill around and see what body parts are sore and what still worked and what didn't. A little bit of loss in elevation brings your energy level so far up.
Doug's solo climb of Denali gives him an appreciation for his own recovery, which he says wouldn't have been possible without the support of his friends and family.
Nobody stands alone very well.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.